Chapter 25. Dorvan knew that it was unbecoming of someone in his position within the Galactic Alliance hierarchy to be running flat out across the square to the temple. He knew that Dalla wouldn't like it. He knew that it would provide fodder for the reporters. He knew that if any of the Mandos whom he was racing toward had an itchy finger, he'd be dead. None of that mattered. A man's life was at stake. His eyes were on the steps of the temple. Thul had not yet emerged, but Connie's body was still there. He slowed down slightly, holding out his ID, as a small group of Mandos broke formation and began trotting toward him.
"Quinn Dorvan, Chief of Staff to Admiral Dalla," he said, panting slightly from the exertion. "Let me through. Commander Rall knows to expect me."
They took seemingly forever looking at the ID, at him, and back at the ID again. A terrible thought struck him. What if Rall had told them to delay him, so that Thul could be executed? He wouldn't put it past the man after what he'd seen today. The precious seconds ticked by. Finally, they waved him through the thick lines of machines and humans, two of them dropping into formation behind him, ostensibly acting as an escort. "Fine, then," Dorvan thought. "Let them escort me." He began to push his way through, moving as fast as he could. One of his escorts laughed.
"Where is it exactly you're trying to go?"
"The entrance," Dorvan said. "On the steps to the entrance." The Mando, her face hidden by her helmet, turned to regard him.
"Not the best place in this world to be."
"Doesn't matter. Get me there."
"All right. Your funeral."
He realized that she might very well be right. Literally. Still, having agreed to do so, she shoved her way effectively through the circle of Beskar armor. Dorvan did not see Rall, though he was most certainly here, probably taking aim at the temple entrance right now. And then he was there. The steps loomed before him, looking impossibly high, taunting him that he'd never make it up there before Raynar Thul stepped out into firing range. He took them two at a time, and had just cleared the top when he saw movement beyond the pillars. He'd been right. Raynar Thul stepped forward, hand outstretched, and Dorvan moved to take it, clasping it hard in relief.
"Win," Thul said. "You shouldn't have come. It's dangerous."
He tilted his head in the direction of the Mandos.
"I know,"
Win said, gasping a little. He wasn't unfit, but his job did render him sedentary, and he was trembling with the release of adrenaline.
"But you knew I would be here, even after what happened to Connie," Thul said.
His face was shiny, almost artificial looking, and stretched in an odd way as he smiled.
"I did,"
Dorvan said. Thul and Dorvan stepped out into what passed for sunlight on Coruscant. There was a strange sound, and Dorvan realized it was the noise of hundreds of weapons being trained on them. He swallowed hard, but Thul appeared unperturbed. He went to the first step and sat down. Several more steps down, almost to the bottom, lay Connie's body. Thul regarded it for a moment. Then he reached for the small satchel he carried. Dorvan moved to stand in front of him, lest any of the Mandos decide that the satchel held something more dangerous than the sandwich Thul now produced. Dorvan let out a sigh and dropped to the step beside Thul.
"You didn't bring anything for lunch?"
Thul asked.
"I was in a bit of a hurry."
Again, Thul smiled.
"Here,"
he said, and handed half of the sandwich to Dorvan. He took it, not hungry at all, and gazed at Connie's body. Thul ate methodically, as he always did. Dorvan knew the man intended no disrespect to Connie, and in fact suspected that one of the reasons he was here right now was to honor her sacrifice. Oh no. Despite what Rall had done, the Jedi weren't cowed. Connie hadn't been, and Thul wasn't. And as Dorvan broke off a piece of crust to feed to Pocket, who had stuck her head out at the smell of bread, he wondered just exactly how the Jedi were going to get out of this one. Because for all the show of force Dalla had made, for all the Mandos who still kept careful aim on them both, if Dorvan were a betting man, he'd be betting on the man beside him rather than the soldiers in front of him.